It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we're together today. An old friend of mine has opened a restaurant in our neighborhood, and she asked if we'd like to come to see it. Her name is Barbara Smith. In fact, a long time ago, she was one of the people who modeled dresses for Queen Sarah's wedding. I have a short videotape of her doing that, and I'd like you to see it. Let's just show it on Picture Picture. Barbara Smith modeling for Queen Sarah's wedding.
But the one I think you'll like the best, I saw it yesterday. It's simple and beautiful.
Oh, yes, I can see what you mean.
Fun? Well, now I'd like you to meet Miss Smith in person. Let's just go see her at her restaurant. Then we'll come back here after that. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent.
What a beautiful restaurant you have.
Thank you. I am so proud of it, and I love feeding people.
Oh, have you always felt that way?
Well, I remember when I was a little girl, and I used to love to feed my dolls. Uh-huh. And I used to plead with my mother and my grandmother, oh, please, can I help in the kitchen? And that's where I learned how to cook.
Well, do you still like to cook?
Oh, I still do, and the kitchen is my favorite place. Can I show you my kitchen?
Of course.
All right, let's go.
You know, Fred, this restaurant has been a dream come true.
Well, you've worked hard to make that dream come true.
It takes hard work, doesn't it?
It really does.
Let's go to the kitchen.
All right.
I always enjoy coming into the kitchen. It's my favorite place. And this machine is going to whip up butter. And the one we use at home is very small. And in the restaurant, we use a very large machine.
Wow, look at that going
around. Isn't that fantastic? We serve so many people that we have to use large amounts of everything. So,
and this is making butter now.
It's whipping up the butter. We make homemade bread, and I like to serve it with whipped butter. Yummy. Yummy, yummy. So isn't that great? Look how large it is. I mean,
it's enormous.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to turn this off because I want to show you where we keep the butter after we're finished with it here.
All right.
The refrigerators in a restaurant are huge. They're so different than from the refrigerators
at
home.
This is a refrigerator.
This is. Look at all the food we have in here.
Oh, Barbara. Looks like a whole room.
And I have three others.
Three other refrigerators like this?
Yes.
What is all of this that you have?
We have vegetables, we have fruit, we have milk, we just have everything in here.
Isn't that fun to see?
Oh, it always is. I think it's one of the most exciting places in the kitchen. I have lots of other things to show you. This is the most amazing thing to me. It's a bowl. This is our bowl in the restaurant business. Now, can you imagine the difference between this and a bowl you might use in a home kitchen?
This is enormous.
I can't even get my arms around it. Here, try it. Isn't it big?
It's not terribly heavy, but it's mighty big.
It certainly is. Yeah. Okay, next, we're going to head over to the dessert section. But before we go there, because we're going to get to work, I want to make sure that we wash our hands, because that's very important. All my employees have to do it, and we have to do it too.
Sure. I mean, we're going to make something together.
Together we're going to make it.
That's good.
The other thing that's important, and after we're finished here, is that water too hot?
There it is.
Okay.
I'll turn it off.
We have to use nice hot water in the restaurant business because it's so important to keep everything sanitary and clean.
Sure.
And so that we don't get any hair in our food, we both have to put on hats, all right?
All
That's
right.
your hat. And here's my hat. How's that? I think we're ready to go to work.
Good.
Oh, there's my head chef. I'd like to introduce you to Henry.
Good.
Henry, this is Fred Rogers.
Hi, how are you, Mr.
How
Rogers?
Do you do?
Nice meeting you. Yeah, oh, I can't shake your hand. I'm wearing gloves.
Oh. Do we all have to wear gloves?
We certainly do.
Yeah, we all have to wear gloves. Let me get you some gloves.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you about the gloves. Thanks, Henry. This is so...
Thank you.
The food is nice and sanitary.
So we keep everything clean in the
we
kitchen.
We do.
And you're the head chef here.
Yes, sir.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Henry, we are going to make some desserts. Would you like to join us?
Yeah, definitely,
okay.
Sure.
Let's go over here.
All right.
I already prepared some vanilla custard.
Aha.
And that's what we are going to have today. And it has these beautiful vanilla beans in it. It's just great. It has cream. It has eggs in it. It's very, very tasty. And I know that Henry made some raspberry sauce.
Is this the raspberry sauce?
Yeah, this is the raspberry sauce here.
And you're going to put it together?
We are going to put it together, and we're going to put some raspberries on our plate, too. So I'm going to prepare one of these plates for each of us. I think that kids would love to do what we're doing today. My daughter loves it, I can tell you. This is one of her favorite desserts.
And this is a custard?
This is a custard. It's like a vanilla pudding, but it's just a little thinner than a vanilla pudding. There, we're all ready.
There you go.
Henry has raspberry sauce for all of us. Now, decide which utensil you'd like to use.
What am I going to do with
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take a spoon so I can spoon my raspberry sauce onto my plate.
All right.
And then I'm going to take a fork, because I like to swirl around with my fork. Okay. Henry, what do you want
to
use?
I think I'm going to make a raspberry heart.
Oh, you're going to make a heart. Okay. And you may want to try one of these skewers.
All right.
So Henry and I will start.
Got some raspberry.
Here we go. I like to do just these drops of berry sauce.
You can put it anywhere?
You can put it anywhere.
Yeah.
What's so much fun about this is whatever you create, you can eat.
Well, you all know what it's like to make what you eat.
Right.
Oh, look at that.
So you can just make any design that you want.
You like to cook, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I've been doing it for years.
Now, we really have dessert chefs who work on the desserts, and Henry does all the other food. So, and this restaurant has so many employees working here because we do how many dinners a day, Henry?
About 350.
Right.
350.
Isn't that an awful lot of dinners? So we're very busy here all the time. We're open 7 days a week.
I see.
Yeah. Now I'd like to
put some raspberry
on
mine. And
You made just raspberry sandwich, huh?
That's a beautiful heart, Henry. I like that.
Thank you.
That stands for love, huh?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, that's
now, Fred, I think that you did a great job.
Oh, but so did you.
Thank you.
Look at those three different things. Three different ways of putting it.
To do the same dessert.
In the break.
It is. Now, Henry and I do have to get back to work.
Oh, and so do I.
But before you leave, I have something for you. We have our anniversary napkin.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like you to take that with you.
Thank you, Barbara.
And I'd like you to take your dessert with you.
May I have that?
Yes, I'll take your gloves.
Good. Well, I'll bring the plate back later, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great.
It's a treat
pleasure
to be with you.
Thank you. But could you do me a favor? Could
Certainly.
You please say hello to Queen Sarah for me?
I'd be happy to.
And all the friends in the neighborhood.
I'd be glad
Thank
to.
Thank you. Will you come back and visit us?
You know I will.
Thanks.
Thank
glad
you.
Glad to meet you, Henry.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, Henry, I have a lot of work to do. I'm going to clean this up, and then
Great.
I'll get back to
yeah.
my other job.
I'm really proud that Barbara's our neighbor. I think I'll put this in the refrigerator. Keep it cool. And to think that from the time she was a little girl, Barbara had always wanted to feed people and have a restaurant. Let's have some make-believe. Rolly? Last time we pretended that Lady Elaine Fairchild wanted to make all vacuum sweepers go away. Let's think more about that and other things as the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make-believe.
So proud of you, Barbara.
Well, I've thought about you often, and I just wanted to let you know about my restaurant.
Oh, I always knew you'd do something fine with your talents.
And here's a commemorative napkin for you.
Oh, how lovely. I must show it to Friday.
Excuse me, please.
Edgar Cook, I'm so glad to see you.
And I'm glad to see you, B. Smith.
Miss Smith has a restaurant now, Edgar.
How well I know, the world knows B. Smith.
Do you still make your creme anglaise?
Oh, sure.
Could I watch you do it?
If you'll show me your special raspberry coulis.
Glad to. Do you think King Friday would like a napkin too, Queen Sarah?
Oh, I'd be glad to give him one, dear. Thank you so much.
Will you excuse Edgar Cook and me as we go to the castle kitchen?
Of course. You two have such a tasty profession.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for these napkins, dear.
And thank you for your years of caring about me and my work.
I always did and always will.
Come right inside, Miss Smith.
Bye.
Goodbye, dear. Oh, how lovely. Sometimes I just like to look up into the sky and think about everything that's good in life.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing, a perfectly beautiful day for saying hello.
Hello.
Hello,
you're welcome here.
It's a perfectly beautiful day. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing, a perfectly beautiful day for staying inside or outside here.
Of course.
It's a perfectly beautiful day.
Especially when friends like you come visiting. Friends like you who make us feel so special.
Certain things start happening when we're visiting. When we're together, we're certain to say. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying inside or outside here. It's a perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful day.
Oh, it is a beautiful day, dear.
Oh, it is. Oh, those are lovely napkins you have, Aunt Sarah.
Yes, take a close look.
B. Smith? Mm-hmm. That's our old friend.
Yes, she has a restaurant now.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, I can hardly hold on to this.
Well, what's happening?
Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh.
Oh, I must go tell Friday and Tuesday about this.
Oh, it feels like a huge sucking wind. I'll try to find out where it's coming from.
Oh, yes, be careful, Mace, be careful.
I will.
Don't.
All
right, I'll tell them now.
Is that you, Lady A?
Oh, of course it is, X.
I mean, is that you making my trees shake and my leaves fall off?
Oh, no. Oh, well, what do you think it is?
It feels mighty close by.
Oh, it surely does.
Something tells me it might be my back door neighbor.
You mean Lady Elaine?
Yeah, she may be up to something.
Oh, I'll go check.
Just a minute. Here. Take this spare feather. I never go anywhere without them.
Oh, X, thank you. You're such a good friend.
Yeah, be careful.
I will. What's this all about, Lady Elaine?
I am helping to clean up the world.
What do you mean?
I'm vacuuming everything in sight.
But that's not what vacuum sweepers are for.
Well, what are they for?
To get rid of dirt and dust and things you don't want.
Well, I'm getting rid of everything, especially vacuum sweepers themselves. Watch me make them disappear. Boomerang! Toomerang! Sumerang!
Now, where are they?
That's for me to know and nobody to find out. Just a minute. You might be looking for this napkin. Here, take it.
Now, wait a minute. Here you are. Collecting all the vacuum sweepers, playing with them nonstop, making them disappear, and calling that helping?
There's lots of kinds of helping in this world, Toots.
I know, but there's something I keep wondering.
What is it?
I'll ask you next time.
In the meantime, if you find any vacuum sweepers, bring them to me.
We'll see about that, but right now I'm going to take Queen Sarah's napkin back to her.
Never know what you'll find in your vacuum sweeper.
Only little things.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you think.
That's what I know.
Only little things, that's what they all say.
I'd like to help you with that, Lady Elaine.
Only way to help me is to round up all the rest of the world's vacuum sweepers, so I'll be in charge of every one of them.
So you are afraid of them?
I'm not afraid of anything.
So why do you want to control them all?
Because I want to. So there. So long.
Abrilina, how did you stop the wind? Did the feather help?
Yes, the feather helped, and you helped. And I'm learning a lot just by being alive in this neighborhood today.
Well, anytime you need the feather, it'll be waiting for you.
Oh, a fine feathered friend is a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, a fine feathered friend is a treasure.
I'll say.
Oh, a fine feathered friend is a friend to the end. Yes, a friend to the end is a fine feathered friend.
Try it once more, would you?
Oh,
I am friendly, you are friendly, he is friendly, we are friendly, you are friendly, they are friendly, we are friendly, we are
friendly, we agree right to the end, we are fine feathered friends,
we agree right to the end, we are fine feathered friends. Thanks, Lady A.
Oh, thank you again, X.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Farewell. Yes, Charlie, I'm taking it back to Aunt Sarah.
So Lady Elaine is collecting all the vacuum sweepers for herself. Do you think she's doing that so nobody else will have any, or because she's afraid of them? We'll think more about that next time. Right now, some food for the fish. There you are. Oh, that's the back door. The back doorbell. Oh, maybe it's Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here. Come in. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
This is Justin Miller. Would you sit down? What are you going to show us today? Justin is a cook. Yes. And sometimes he goes around the neighborhood and helps people to know some new things to do for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do first before you cook with your hands?
Wash your hands.
Okay. Let's do that. Here's some water, and I'll give you a little soap here. I just washed my hands a little while ago over at Barbara Smith. You sometimes help her with some cooking ideas too, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna need that towel.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, you had asked me to have a paper towel and a spoon and some things that I have in the refrigerator. I'll get them for you.
Okay, thank you.
I can't imagine what you're going to make with these. You said that you had wanted some strips of pepper.
Green peppers.
And lettuce. And some...
Cucumbers.
Now, what did you bring?
I brought the rolls.
Rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to make something with rolls and these things, huh?
Mm-hmm. And a spoon. Whoopie. Here's what you want to do. You want to take this spoon and you want to dig all of that out.
Oh, you scoop the bread out from the roll, huh?
Yeah.
I see. And then what?
And then you take the lettuce.
Put lettuce in first.
Mm-hmm. And then you take three strips of green pepper.
Three strips.
And you put one, two, three.
Three strips of green pepper.
Three cucumbers.
Is this something you made up by yourself?
Yes.
It's your idea.
Mm-hmm.
And now what is this?
It's a turtle sandwich.
A turtle sandwich? Mm-hmm. You think I could try making one?
Sure.
Let me try here.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been cooking and making up recipes since you were a little boy, haven't you?
Yep.
When did you start?
When I was one.
1 year old? Well, what did you make when you were 1 year old?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's what I started.
That's what you started with?
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. I always liked them when I was little. Now you say three strips of this, huh?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three, and then three cucumbers. I like the looks of yours better than mine. But would you like to take these to your mom and dad?
Sure.
These two? Okay. I'll put them back in your thing there. You can have them for them.
All right.
You all are very blessed to have each other, you and your mom and dad. I know they love you. Thank you very much, Justin.
You're welcome.
For helping me. We'll hope to see you again soon.
All right.
Bye, my dear.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You fine boy. Yes. Well, you know, if you have an interest in making things in the kitchen, you can just ask someone to help you. And someday you may be able to help somebody else. That's the way it works. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make each day such a special day, just like all of my neighbors. I like being with you. We always have things to do together, and I'll be back next time, and I'll be thinking about you while I'm gone. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.